Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Outwitting the Devil. The Secret to Freedom and Success is a profound piece originally penned by Napoleon Hill in 1938, though it remained unpublished until 2011, under the auspices of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. In this remarkable exploration of fear, procrastination, and personal limitations, Hill employs a unique narrative technique, presenting a conversation between himself and the devil. The book extends the foundation laid in his previous work, Think and Grow Rich, taking readers deeper into the psychology of success and the barriers that prevent many from achieving it. Through this allegorical interview, Hill uncovers the devil's strategies for fostering failure among humans, ultimately providing insights into overcoming these obstacles. The text is both a reflection of its time and a timeless guide to personal empowerment, offering readers a fascinating blend of early 20th century perspectives on morality and success, alongside universal strategies for personal and professional achievement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the principle of definiteness of purpose. One of the core concepts Hill explores in Outwitting the Devil is the principle of definiteness of purpose. This principle suggests that knowing what one wants out of life, with a clear and precise goal in mind, is a critical step toward achieving success. Hill argues that without a defined purpose, individuals drift through life, easily swayed by external influences and the devil's machinations, leading to procrastination and ultimately failure. He emphasizes the importance of strong, unwavering intent and focused ambition as tools for outwitting the devil, who represents the inner and outer forces that deter us from our goals. This chapter encourages readers to introspect, identify their true desires, and set a definitive purpose as the guiding star for their efforts. Understanding and applying definiteness of purpose can lead to clarity, motivation, and the strength to overcome challenges, embodying the essence of personal success and freedom. Secondly, the power of mastermind alliances. Hill introduces the concept of the mastermind alliance, a strategy for success that involves aligning with individuals who can offer mutual support, encouragement, and advice towards achieving one's goals. This concept is pivotal in understanding how aggregated brain power, diverse perspectives, and shared objectives can create a force multiplier in overcoming life's obstacles. By cultivating relationships with positive, success-oriented individuals, one can form a supportive network that fosters creative problem-solving, accountability, and motivation. The devil, as Hill's antagonist, claims that isolation and discouragement are among his most effective tools, which the Mastermind Alliance directly counters. This concept teaches that collaboration and partnership are not just beneficial, but essential for outwitting the forces that seek to undermine our resolve and success. The discussion around mastermind alliances is not only about achieving personal or professional goals, but also embodies the value of community, mentorship, and collective growth. Thirdly, overcoming fear, the greatest enemy. Hill vividly portrays fear as humanity's greatest enemy, a tool the devil employs to paralyze individuals and prevent them from pursuing their goals. The narrative dissects various forms of fear, including the fear of poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, and death. By understanding these fears as psychological barriers rather than reality-based inhibitions, Hill suggests that individuals can master their own minds and overcome the limitations these fears impose. This segment of the book is a call to self-awareness and courage, urging readers to confront and quell their deepest fears as a necessary step towards freedom and success. Hill provides strategies for transforming fear into faith and courage, emphasizing the need for internal fortitude in the battle against the devil's influence. Overcoming fear is presented not just as an act of personal valor, but as a strategic maneuver in the pursuit of unfettered personal achievement and happiness. Fourthly, the habit of drifting. Hill identifies drifting as a hazardous habit where individuals lack clear goals or purpose, leading them to meander through life's various challenges and opportunities without direction or intention. This state of existential inertia makes them vulnerable to external influences and the devil's machinations. According to Hill, the devil thrives on the uncertainty and passivity of drifters, manipulating their lack of purpose to further entrench them in fear and doubt. To combat drifting, Hill advocates for self-discipline, active decision-making, and the cultivation of a definitive life purpose. He suggests that taking control of one's life path through conscientious action and thought is key to resisting the devil's temptations and achieving true success. This topic emphasizes the importance of autonomy, purposeful living, and the dangers of complacency, positioning proactive life management as crucial to outwitting the devil. Lastly, the law of hypnotic rhythm. Hill introduces the concept of hypnotic rhythm, a natural law that automates habits and thoughts, locking individuals into patterns of behavior and belief. This mechanism can be both a pitfall and a pinnacle, depending on how it's harnessed. For those unaware, the hypnotic rhythm can ensnare individuals in negative cycles of fear, procrastination, and failure, as perpetuated by the devil's influence. Conversely, Hill argues, by consciously shaping our thoughts and actions towards positive ends, we can align the hypnotic rhythm to our benefit, creating sustainable habits of success and fulfillment. This principle requires ongoing vigilance and effort, as falling into unconscious patterns can lead to a life dictated by external forces rather than personal agency. The law of hypnotic rhythm underscores the power of habit, the importance of mindful goal setting, and the need for consistency in cultivating lifestyles that lead to true freedom and success. In conclusion, Outwitting the Devil is an enlightening read for anyone seeking personal growth, accountability, and the power to achieve success on their own terms. The book provides actionable insights into navigating life's challenges, emphasizing the importance of clarity of purpose, resilience, and the power of positive associations through mastermind alliances. It is particularly suited for individuals who find themselves at crossroads, battling with fear and procrastination, or those simply seeking strategies to improve their life trajectory. Napoleon Hill's work serves as a powerful reminder of the internal and external forces at play in our quest for success and happiness. By understanding and applying the principles discussed, readers can embark on a transformative journey towards liberating themselves from the metaphorical devil's grasp, unlocking a future of unlimited potential. The timeless wisdom encapsulated in these pages can benefit anyone looking to lead a purpose-driven, fulfilled, and successful life. If you would like to support Napoleon Hill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.